Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Man, we all were probably loyal to not being Mickelson fans for a long, long time. But boy, he has turned the tide in that regard, and he is winning people over.
Hitting bombs.
He's hitting big, big bombs in terms of winning people over. And we had Tony Romo on the show not long ago, and we had him on, I guess, the time before that or two times before that. And he told us this incredible story where he got in the middle. Romo was smack dab in the middle of the Mickelson-Tiger Woods feud. And he told us this story, and there's a new revelation of that, or there's a new version of it from Mickelson himself. But we thought, before we hear Mickelson's account of it, we thought we'd go back and take a listen to what Tony Romo told us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, not too long ago.
So I was playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am back in, I want to say, 2012. I'm playing with Tiger, and he's playing in the Pro-Am, so amateurs get to play with their partners. And so Sunday, the final round is coming the next day, and me and Candace are going to one of those great Jim Nance dinners. He's invited us, and it's different. I hadn't been to one before at that time, and so we're going to leave the house at 7 o'clock there and head over to the dinner. Tiger texts me. He's like, hey, we're playing, we're teeing off tomorrow at, 9:30. I was like, all right, sounds good. It's like, who are we playing with? And he's like, we're playing with Phil Mickelson. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, it's a rivalry here. You know, they got this match and they've had this career, it's like Jack and Arnie and I go to the dinner and I show up. And first thing I understand was I'm dressed like, Ben is tonight, in jeans, and you look fine. It's not a big deal. Everyone else has like a black tie event. And so I'm already like just sticking out like a sore thumb, which I'm actually okay with, but my wife is just devastated. She's like, it's the story of your life right there. And so I walk in and I'm sitting there and I'm pretty excited to go to dinner. And all of a sudden I go around and I look at these place cards. And he's got the name of everybody. He's got me right there in the middle. And right next to me is Phil Mickelson. And at the dinner. Now, I've never met Phil. But, I'm like a Team Tiger guy. And I'm like, we're going to beat him tomorrow. I'm not hitting a golf shot, but I feel like I am. He comes over. Hey, Tony, as nice as could possibly be. And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. By the end of the dinner, I mean, he's got you completely like, he's telling stories, he's this, and you can't help but really like him. And so I see Phil in the morning now. It's about 6:30. I wake up and my wife goes, hey, are you going to tell Tiger that you went to dinner with Phil the night before the final round? And I'm like, that's a good question. Would he care? Let's just not tell him. And my wife's like, yeah, I wouldn't tell him. I don't think that's, no one wants to hear that. Phil gets up and goes to the range, and there's, at this point now, there's 4 guys in the range and there's 42 spots that are open. Phil grabs his clubs and goes right down next to Tiger, and he's a lefty, so he's literally hitting here. Tiger's right there hitting there, and they're already playing these mind games with each other. Tiger's just shaking his head a little bit, like, Yep, here it comes. And so we get off the first tee. We all hit our first shots. This is our irons off the first tee at Pebble Beach. It's cold. It's brisk in the morning. It's out there. And we hit, and me and Tiger start walking. And all of a sudden, I could hear like a jiggle, like someone's keys in their pockets. Or like, Phil is jogging to catch up to me and Tiger. I mean, he's literally like running on the golf course, which nobody does. He jogs and catches up because we're off the tee box. And all of a sudden, and I'm sitting here talking with Tiger. Phil comes walking and goes, "Hey, Tony, that dinner was great last night, man, wasn't it?" And I'm just sitting here, and I was like, ah. And Tiger looks over, and I could just, I didn't even look at Tiger, but I saw his face out of the corner of my eye. He just looks at me, he's just like, "Are you kidding me?" You know, and I'm just like, man, I'm thinking in my brain, I probably should have told him this morning that I went to dinner. But the first thing I could think of was like, yeah, I can't believe that Jim Nantz puts dinners and random people are there. I can't even believe it. No one even knows. It's just random, whole bunch of random people. Who knows? He goes, "I know, but we sat next to each other." I was like, "Oh, I know, but I didn't know that we were sitting next to each other. It's weird. I got to go. My ball's over here." So that was the Tiger and Phil story.
So Romo had explained in greater detail that their rivalry was so much that Tiger would be out, you know, hitting balls, getting ready to play. And of course, he's right-handed and there would be no one near him on the driving range. Well, Phil would go out there and try to find out when Tiger was hitting so he could go try to get in his head and be right next to him. And so since he's a lefty, he would try to go, even though every bay is open, he would go get directly across from Tiger. So Tiger had to look at him while he's practicing. And like their competition was super fierce. And so that was really, really awkward. The fact that Romo went and had dinner and didn't tell Tiger.
Man, it seems like Phil's kind of like a likable jerk, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
he's a horse's ass.
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of like the whole, that's the whole golf thing that old guys do. They kind of just go and do things like that.
I think he's, you know, before I heard all that and I thought, man, that's what a kind of a butthole, you know, butthole maneuver. Now I think he's kind of just goofy, right? Like there's some gamesmanship there and he seems to be having fun. But hey, in fairness to him, there's two sides to every story. So now here this week, suddenly Phil is sharing this story. So let's hear Phil Mickelson's account of this Romo situation with Tiger and see if there's any discrepancies in the story.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Fireside with Phil, where I bring my good friend, longtime rival, although be it a very one-sided rivalry, Tiger Woods.
Okay, stop it for a second, Jimmy. It's important that you know that he's sitting at a table and there's a candle and he's got a picture of Tiger Woods right beside him. Okay?
That's great.
The Tiger's looking at the camera and he's smiling. Okay? It's very important that he said, "I brought along my friend Tiger."
God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Fireside with Phil, where I bring my good friend, longtime rival, although be it a very one-sided rivalry, Tiger Woods. We like to sit around in our Hall of Fame jacket and drink a little coffee, although you haven't gotten yours yet. But when you are eligible in a few years, I'm going to vote for you, and I will lobby for you as well. So he should be in, no problem. But we like to tell stories, and he's beaten me so many times that I like to focus on the three times that I've gotten the better of him. Specifically the 2012 AT&T, where I shot 64 to your 75 and ended up winning the tournament. But what I'd like to tell is about your partner, Tony Romo. So starting the final round, his partner, Tony, and my partner, Skip McGee, we're all four going to play together. But the night before the final round, we go to a dinner that Jim Nantz puts on every year down in the basement of the sardine factory. He's been doing it for 20 plus years. About 20 people show up, and his partner, Tony Romo, is there, and Jim seats us next to each other. We had a great time. We laughed and told stories and talked football and had just a great night. His wife was wonderful, and we just had a really good time. So the next morning, Tony knows that this is going to bother Tiger that we had dinner together, so he tells his caddy, "Don't mention it. Don't bring it up. Don't say a word." I also know that this is going to bother him. So we all tee off on the first hole, and as we're walking down, I stand back about 20 yards, and Tiger and Tony, off they go, and I yell, "Hey, Tony, that was such a great night last night, man, that was awesome." Tiger, do you remember the stare you gave him? Yeah, that's it. That was the stare that Tony got. So as Tiger looks at Tony like this, Tony looks at him and says, There were a lot of people there last night. It was a random occurrence. I didn't know I was going to sit next to Phil, and he starts justifying this. And you gave that same look on six when Tony hit a putt after you were already in for birdie. His putt for birdie was on my putt for eagle, and showed me the line. And I ended up knocking that in. You use that same stop. That's a rough look. Yeah, I like that smiley tiger better. But anyways, I ended up finally getting the better of you. It took me 15 years to get one up on you, and we had a good time.
I love all this. And, you know, the place where it was sort of revealed was that it wasn't the actual TNT special. It was the HBO special leading up to it.
Yeah.
Where they sat down with Tiger, and they sat down with Phil, and they told all those stories.
Just before the one-on-one?
Yeah, it was like an HBO special that was kind of leading up to it to promote that. Or maybe it was on Showtime. I can't remember. It was on one of the premiums.
It was on HBO, yeah.
HBO. And it was so wildly entertaining that you kind of saw, I mean, it reminds me just of, you know, when you go play golf with your friends, they all talk trash to each other like this.
Right.
And
right.
It's really like Phil comes off a certain way, but I think in that circle, they're all just so hyper-competitive. It's no different than you talking trash with your friends.
Yeah, I think so. And that's what I like about it. I love peeling this curtain back. And to me, it makes Mickelson likable,
yeah,
which seemed like an impossible feat not
right.
too long ago.
I
mean, I didn't picture him as a guy who could be goofy and not take himself too seriously. And he's the one who's kind of trying to mess with Tiger to quit being so serious, dude. Why are you freaking out about all this?
Right.
I love the idea, too. Tiger and Phil are like so competitive, and they've got to play this tournament with a partner. Now, they're going up against each other, but their partners are just in for the celebrity pro-am thing. And Romo's in the middle of it, and he's got a putt, and he shows Phil the line, and Phil's like, thanks, Tony, appreciate it.
Go
Tiger's like,
Romo.
You're helping. You're on my team, but you're helping the enemy. What are you doing, Tony?
Yeah.
Tiger felt like he got conned, I bet. He's like, are Romo and Phil going, or are they going up against me now?
Are they in cahoots?
Are they in God. Cahoots?
That,
funny word, cahoots.
And it's pretty funny, too, that Romo didn't tell that part of the story, but Phil loves telling that part of the story.
God, he's got some other funny Tiger stories. Maybe we can get him to tell the story of the time they were on a cruise together, like on a boat, on a yacht. I think it's Tiger's yacht. And he'll tell the story way better than I ever could. But it was something like, all right, Tiger comes and wakes him up at like 4 a.m. in his room in this yacht, this giant private yacht. He's like, hey, Tony, wake up, wake up. He's like, hey, Tiger, what's up? What do we do? What's going on? He goes, hey, we want to go scuba diving. We're going to go fish, you know, with scuba gear. Come on, let's go. He's like, right now? You want me to cut? He goes, yeah, come on, I'm leaving. I got a side boat. So they leave in a smaller boat, and it takes like 2.5-3 hours to go get where they're going or something. It takes forever to get there. They get there, and Tiger goes down and goes spearfishing with all the scuba gear, and Tony's just in the boat.
He's wanting someone to go
he's
with.
He's like, he just wants someone to go, and then he goes, are you just doing it? He goes, yeah, I'm going to go catch you. I'll be right back. I'm going to go catch a huge fish. He goes and catches a fish. He comes back up to the boat. He's like, check it out, man. Look at this big fish. He's like, Roman's like, that's great.
I could be sleeping
right
now.
When are we going back right now? And it's like, hey, you want to go back out tomorrow morning? I think he was like, no, you know, I'm good. I probably don't need to go to that. But they have an incredible friendship. And Phil saw that. So he saw it as an opportunity to wedge himself in the middle of it and try to get in Tiger's head because he couldn't beat him. Right. So he just needed anything he could to try to break him down.
It sucks to be it's the Charles Barkley thing or the Malone thing. It sucks to be the second best guy when Jordan's around.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.